Luke, I don't know if I've ever felt as nervous as I have over the past couple of days in preparing for a guest conversation as the one that we just finished a few minutes ago. How are you feeling?
I also felt nervous, but not for the traditional, you know, we started this podcast all these years ago, a long time ago now.
And more than five. I think it's like six plus at this point.
One of the reasons we did it, we thought, oh, this way we'll get to talk to people that we admire and we wanted to speak to. And, you know, starting a podcast is great for that. And there's been a few times where I've been nervous, right? Like Ryan Singer, I feel like I really botched that Perspectives episode because I was so nervous about it. And I was nervous also for John Gruber. Yep. Because I read him forever. I look up to him. But he did a really good job of setting me at ease. And I was nervous to speak to Matt Mullenweg too, but for a different reason.
What was the different reason, Luke?
Well, I've spoken to Matt, you know, privately and in person and whatever a few times. We've met. So like the nervousness about like what's he like was not there. But I guess like I was nervous that I might say something that he would get offended at, and then he would decide, no, these crossword guys, they're no good and they have to be banned. To be fair, like to be completely fair, I think that Matt was an absolute champion in that interview, and well, he was completely
reasonable.
Let's
not spoil it yet. Let's drag this out a little bit longer. So, in the process of preparation, you and I, we've talked a bit about the process. We don't want to overdo it, right? But we did some of the most prep for this. I think, at least for me, the most prep that I've ever done.
Yeah, me too. And I think the reason for that is we talked to John Gruber, for example, you know, or Mary, and those were big, important Perspectives episodes, but they were standalone in a sense. Whereas this, for me, is putting a kind of a cap on the last three seasons of Crossword.
Right. So I went back through, and we decided, what we did is we split up our episodes together over season 7 and 8. You listened to half. I listened to roughly the other half. And a couple of things that stood out to me, there was one. So first,
did you not do your season 9 homework?
I didn't do season 9 homework. It's fresh enough in my head. Yeah. A couple of things that stood out to me. First was you famously calling out the fact that Matt would not come on the show.
Oh, so. I did say that a long time ago. Yeah, in like season 7 or something, right?
You're like, Matt wouldn't come onto this podcast. So about that. He did. Yep. The second is there was an episode that just really hit me. You were expressing how concerned that you were about the impact to you personally. And as I was listening back through it, and some of the same for me, because this is coming right off our WordCamp US experience, and we were feeling a lot of things, and we used the context of our conversations together to process a lot of that. And it was really helpful for me to go back through and just remind me, like, wow, this has really had a big personal impact on us.
Yeah, that was right around the time when a bunch of friends and people I admire in the project were getting banned for seemingly no good reason. And I was nervous that like just talking on Crossword would also get me banned. And I guess that's an extension of that is why I was nervous to talk to Matt today. But I do want to be clear, like we have to give the guy credit. Like he came on Crossword. He talked to us about difficult topics and you know, I think he was open and honest with us, and I think it's a good episode.
As I've been thinking back, like over this experience, and in preparing for this question was like, well, what do we talk about with him, right? Mm-hmm. Because we get feedback from folks who listen, and they'll have ideas for questions, or oh, you guys should go on this, or et cetera. And one of the discussions that you and I have had, and we touched on in the last episode, like, is we're not journalists, right? We respect the work that journalists do, and yet we also feel this personal sense of like responsibility, even just in our own relationship to this project and this community, this ecosystem. So it was a bit of a struggle of like, what questions do we focus on? We don't want to do anything that makes Matt feel like it's a gotcha. We're not here to get some like confession out of him about something or get him to admit something. Like, that wasn't the point. And I found it a bit of a struggle of where do we go with this? We don't want to just talk about AI. We don't want to just do some like talking points. Sure. And how do we make it personal? And I found that really valuable, and it took a lot of time to work through that.
Yeah. Well, whatever. It's been said 1,000 times, but I really think we're true to ourselves and true to like what our show is like. So we talked about our feelings and all that. Are we recording right now? Are we recording a crossword episode, or are we recording the intro to the next Perspectives episode?
No, is the episode. This is the episode. So Luke, you've spoiled it twice already, which is to say that you thought it was good. So we're going to record the intro for it later. But what did you like about the episode?
Did you want me to tell listeners I thought it was bad? I think we should leave the specifics for the episode.
Okay? Sure.
That's what we won't spoil. There was one question or one thing I wish I said that in these Perspectives episodes that we do, I always leave going, oh, there was this one thing that I wish I said. And since it's not in that episode, maybe I should say it now,
or go for it. You can throw it out there.
It really bugs me when having just spoken to him, like I feel like I would have, if we had time, I would have said this directly to his face, right? So directly to his face is more
sounds
fiery
very aggressive
than I intended. Like, I didn't mean it in an aggressive way. I would have said this if we had the time. So I don't mean this as like a backhanded or an under the table sort of comment. I want it to be fair.
We wanted to respect his time. We're really grateful that he gave it to us, but there's only so much you can fit in.
So the thing that he had said that, you know, that because Silver Lake, WP Engine, they were suing him. They were suing the project, right? They were suing the project, and we should all feel bad about it. But they're not. The suits are against Matt Mullenweg. They're not against WordPress.org, as far as I know.
Wasn't it named in the suit? Wasn't that part of the initial? I couldn't remember as you were, I'm hearing you say that. It's like I thought that it was named, and maybe it got dropped out of it. But they did try to do like a far reaching, and then he's like, "Oh, this is my personal site." Was part of his response to it. Maybe I'm just misremembering.
The context is that, you know, WordPress does belong to Matt because he's the one liable for it if someone decides to sue.
Right.
And I don't think that's true, right? Like, because Silver Lake and WP Engine aren't going after the project, that's nonsense. Like, why would anybody be trying to? Wix might go after the project, right? Whatever, like various different website builders might go after the project and try and sue the project. In which case, we would all feel ownership of that court case, but WP Engine aren't going after the project. They rely on the project and for the project to continue in a positive way. What they're going after is the negative things that Matt said about them on stage, and they're going directly after Matt. Yeah. We didn't have any choice about being dragged into this.
Right, right. Well, so Luke, here's what I'm curious about. So we had the conversation. We had things that we took away from it, and our listeners can decide for themselves, like I'm happy. I'm really happy with how we navigated, and I feel really grateful for Matt for coming on and sharing that time with us.
I don't think we're going to get canceled.
Right. Well, and then part of in our preparation for this was on the one hand, it gave us something to talk about for season 7 and 8, but this is not what we set out to do, right? Like this, I think we would have rather be talking about other things than feeling like the things that we felt. How are you currently feeling as we look at the rest of this season? We have 6.9 coming. I guess I'm trying to check my own optimism because I am feeling better. I don't know what the degree to which normal has just shifted under my feet. And I'm like coming to terms with this new reality. I think I have some evidence.
Yeah, I think you're right to be optimistic. I think you got to look at what's happened. And what's happened is in the last 6 months, there has been a change in behavior. There's still been a few dodgy, weird things that we've talked about on this show, but a real stark difference as opposed to what happened in the first 6 months.
Yep.
So I think that speaks to something. And then also, there is a release coming up. There is actual work being done. This isn't the death of the project like we thought it might be. Like we talked about this, right? Is this the end? Was probably one of the titles of an episode. Like it was a serious thing that we thought might be happening. Yep. And it seems like it's not. So, be positive.
One of the things that stands out to me, and we've talked about this consistently over the seasons, is Matt's sincerity. And whether he's right or wrong in the end, he's certainly, and most people like believe that they're right. But I would argue that Matt seems to especially feel like the risks that he's willing to take and the things that he was willing to say, like the first couple of podcasts that he did after the lawsuits. Like I remember listening, I'm like, Matt, I can't believe you're doing this. Like you're digging a deeper hole for yourself. And yet it seemed it was coming from a place of truly believing that he was fighting the good fight, like doing the thing that needed to get done. And it sounds, at least from my perspective, it seems like he's learned a lot in this process. And I appreciate the sincerity. Sincerity alone isn't enough to like take us in the right direction. It's important to me personally because
intentions,
I think, it's
the one thing, and then actions are an entirely
they have to
thing.
Be consistent, because even if your intentions are good, if your actions cause harm, if there's always going to be unintended consequences. And this is something that I think I've seen pretty consistently, is even though Matt believes that he's doing well, and I can give him the benefit of the doubt, but the way that Matt carried out the actions put us in a position where we felt like we were forced to like pick a side, and we don't want to pick a side. And suddenly WP Engine's looking like the good guy, which was never our like intention going into it. And I think
that's another thing I wish I'd have been able to say is, you know, speaking about like whose side should you take? Because definitely Matt wants you to pick a side. Then I wish I could have said, I would have defaulted 100% to your side, Matt. I would have defaulted to the side of WordPress.org. I agree. WP Engine has not traditionally and does not contribute enough.
Yeah.
100%. But because of the way you went about things, because of the way that you targeted and attacked, because of your actions, I'm left forced to support WP Engine. Because what you're doing is not okay. Anyway, I didn't say that.
What?
Spoiler.
Well, one of the highlights for me, by the way, is that you had some pretty good puns throughout the season. I think you referred to like the Mataclysm or the Mapocalypse, and I think so. I'm hoping that those no longer are relevant for us in the future. But it was I got a chuckle a couple of times out of listening to some of the stuff that.
I mean, just to be clear, it wasn't all the whole interview wasn't all just like nothing questions. It wasn't all roses. Like I threw a few Yorkers in there, and
is that a
so
cricket
did you,
reference?
By the way, yep. And so did you, by the way. Like there were some really tough questions, and some questions that I think, not that we set out to stump anyone, right? We were just sharing how we really feel, and I think that got through.
Yeah, I felt so too. I had one disappointment, Luke.
What was that?
I had an idea for a cricket reference that I couldn't quite work in, but it was shaping up when shortly after he was talking about Antarctica. And I was like, okay, there's something here, but I didn't quite get that over the line. Luke, as we'll publish this next week, looking forward to hearing what people think. This aside, what do you think we're going to talk about for the rest of the season? What are you looking forward to?
Normally in this sort of world, no news is good news, right? But that's not the case for us, as we have a podcast. So I guess we're going to speak about 6.9. There's a lot of AI, and I've been studying AI really extensively from the perspective of the intersection with education. And I think there's a lot to be said about themes and the future of themes in the project.